Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Historical narrative. Ride Day 4, Moissac to Toulouse. Few stretches of the Canal des Deux Mers reveal such dramatic contrast between human ingenuity and human intolerance. The day begins in a landscape shaped by rivers, canals, and the centuries-long effort to move people and goods more efficiently across southern France. That story reaches one of its most extraordinary expressions at Montec. Opened in 1974, the Montec water slope was designed to solve a problem that had frustrated commercial navigation for generations. Instead of guiding barges through a traditional flight of five locks, engineers created a machine capable of pushing an entire section of canal uphill. A floating wedge of water containing both the vessel and the canal itself was isolated between two moving gates and pushed up the slope by locomotives running on rails. The machinery became the first operational installation of its kind anywhere in the world. Although a mechanical failure ended operations in 2009, the water slope remains one of the most unusual engineering experiments visible anywhere along the canal. The route also passes through towns associated with a far darker chapter of history. In 1320, a teenage shepherd in Normandy claimed to have received a divine vision and inspired a popular movement known as a Shepherd's Crusade, or Pastoureau. What began as a crusading movement quickly evolved into a violent mob that moved south across France. Along the way, it unleashed a wave of anti-Jewish violence that devastated communities throughout France and Aragon. Castelsarrasin and Verdun-sur-Garonne were touched directly by these events, and Pope John XXII condemned the movement as it advanced toward papal territory. The Shepherd's Crusade was not an isolated episode. The corridor between Moissac and Toulouse repeatedly found itself at the center of religious conflict. Toulouse became the principal battleground of the Albigensian Crusade, the 20-year campaign launched by the Roman Catholic Church against the Cathars of southern France. Centuries later, the region again became divided during the wars of religion between Catholics and Protestants. Few areas of France experienced so many successive waves of religious upheaval. The ride ends in Toulouse, a city shaped by both conflict and reinvention. Over the past eight centuries, it has served as a center of religious authority, a capital of Occitan culture, a seat of royal justice, and one of the world's leading aerospace hubs. Riders arriving in Toulouse may wish to celebrate with one of the region's defining specialties, sausage de Toulouse. Made from coarsely ground pork seasoned simply with salt and pepper, the sausage has been a staple of local cooking for centuries and remains one of the essential ingredients of the Cassoulet traditions that define much of southwestern France.